Hi guys, hello listeners, and welcome to another segment on This Is Fashionable, covering Dubai Watch Week. I'm here with Jake, this is Byron, this is Jake.
That would be me.
That would be him, a bit delayed. It is quite early here. Well, it's not, it's middle afternoon, but it feels quite early. We're covering, as I mentioned, all things lifestyle and fashion for men here in the UAE, here in Dubai, and also wider scale, so across the world. We'll be keeping an eye out on all things that we deem as fashionable from an urban cultural point of view, as well as a style and lifestyle kind of fashion, streaming straight from urban right up to traditional contemporary clothing, catwalk, the whole shebang. We'll be covering couture on this show, couture as well. Yeah, that's not to mention couture. So we're just going to dive straight in as well, as always. We're the type of guys who feature different opinions. We go to different events and give our take on kind of our feel on how the event went and some of the exciting things that we saw. So Dubai Watch Week is an event that's held here in Dubai, and it features some of the major watch manufacturers. They showcase different timepieces. It's really an industry event that people come and share, but also it's open to the general public. We attended the first day, which was a really great day. Thanks very much for the organizers for having us come down there and cover all of the pieces. So we touched on it on the previous podcast on what we thought, but we only did kind of 10 minutes on it. So we wanted to do slightly longer talking about Dubai Watch Week. So we explained that last year they had an event which was Dubai Watch Week, but it was much
smaller. Yeah, I think it was more of a test run.
Correct.
To gauge the appetite for the region. And clearly it was good because they went above and beyond this year.
That's right. Got a couple of sponsors in, championed by Siddiqui, and a couple of other of the brands as well that were there under the banner. So it was well represented with, you know, some really top innovators in terms of the watch.
Let me just ask you, did you have a favourite piece of the show?
I did, yeah. I have to admit, the Puget was really nice, the Longinus was really nice. I took a look at a couple of the pieces. I'm not really a Tag Heuer fan, but I saw Tag in there as well. That was quite nice, some really nice pieces, courtesy of GPHG International. It was good. If I had to pick out the favourite piece, I'd probably pick out a Long & Son. It's something that I wear on my wrist myself for my day-to-day wear.
You love the classic look, right?
I do like the classic look, yeah. And they had some fantastic timepieces. What I did notice was there was there wasn't a lot of pocket watches, and I'm a pocket watch fan. I like the classic look of being able to pull out a pocket watch, and when I'm going somewhere nice, to wearing that as part of a waistcoat setup or a three-piece suit setup. But there wasn't a lot showcased this year, so personally, I'd like to see more of that. But other than that, yeah, I thought they were solid. Which ones were the ones that stood out for you? Which ones did you like?
Well, you know me, I'm a futuristic kind of guy. Spaceships and all that sort of stuff. So, for me, I liked the HYT H3.
Right, yeah. Very futuristic timepiece. Their take is on trying to tell time on the wrist in a different way to what's been done before. So really, they look to push the benchmark in terms of how to show time and how to tell time.
Indeed.
Think it was achieved?
I do. I like it. I mean, it's an unusual shape. I believe they were with a leather strap, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
That was a nice one. More mainstream, Audemars Piguet's Royal Oak, the Michael Schumacher edition.
Yeah.
It was a concept, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. It's not in production yet.
That was more traditional to what Audemars Piguet do. I really did like that timepiece. And
what other one would you say?
Just trying to think.
I liked, I did like one of the ones that caught my eye was the Hublot. I'm not a Hublot fan.
The Big Bam was all right from them.
Yeah, it was good. I liked the rose gold finish and one of the Hublots as well, which was I thought was amazing. We'll be featuring that in the description as well, so take a look out for that on our website as well. But yeah, I don't know, for me, I like a timepiece to be classic, you know. I'd like a timepiece.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, my friends.
Why?
Because for me, this is my own personal point of view.
Go on.
And everyone has their own taste.
Yeah.
But I like new things. I have respect for obviously where things have come from and the older timepieces, etc. But for me, the more futuristic, the better. I like the materials. And also, for me, I think there's more flair that goes into the designs.
Why would you say there's more flair? That makes no sense.
Of course. Okay. Look at the HYT, for instance.
Yeah.
The H3. You can't say that is not more flair hasn't gone into the design of that as opposed to, I don't know, a Blaupont.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I mean, the Blaupont's very, like, it's nice, don't get me wrong, but it is very, 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 very traditional.
Of course,
and
man.
Minimalistic as well.
They're a classic traditional watchmaker. I mean, they focus on the materials that they use and the amount of complications that go into the timepiece.
Yeah, you can't really see that.
You can if you flip it on the back, if it's a real one and not one of those mucky ones that you get from Dira. You can flip it and on the back you see the complications working. You see mechanical parts of the... You see mechanical parts working within the watch. I mean, at the end of the day, people can talk about futuristic watches, but like... for me, I don't know. I like the excitement of maximum complications in there, making it work, so it's wound.
What good is it if you can't see it?
Well, most of these watch manufacturers now, they're producing watches that you can see the mechanical.
But that involves, with what you were saying, that involves taking off the timepiece and actually flipping it around and showing them.
No, so some have watch front. Some have watch front. Quite a lot, actually. The trend at the moment is to have quite a number of watch fronts that show the complications working on the back.
Yeah, but they're not classic. They're more innovative in their design. That's what I've seen. The thing is, it's each to their own. So I'm just talking about from my point of view, and it's good that we both have different tastes, so we can cover a wide, broad of piece.
Okay, all right. So check out the A. Lang & Sons timepiece as well.
That's all right. This one here that we're looking at, right?
It's a classical look, but I tell you what's really interesting about this watch. On the side has the alarm of the watch, of the wristwatch. Mm-hmm. And it's a metal piece, a bit of titanium, which goes flowing through the watch piece, which is part of the design. But that bangs together and rattles when it alarms. Now, that for me is really cool. That takes classic look and updates it for the new man. Mm-hmm. and works in both of those worlds. It works because it combines both of those things.
I can understand. Look, seeing the piece, it's a nice piece.
Right. So
it's still not one that I would buy. But if you compare that to something like the MB and F, I think the model is the HMX.
Yeah.
If you look at that kind of timepiece, it's like a wedge kind of shape. Uses a leather strap, and the design is so creative.
Well, look, if that's your favourite, that's your favourite.
It's not my favourite, but that's what I would prefer to acquire as opposed to the more classical look.
Oh, it's clear.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong.
We're never going to agree to that. I'm telling you, seriously. We're never going to agree to that.
No, but I respect... Look, I'm not saying people shouldn't buy them. I'm saying they should. And it's a matter of taste. And there's nothing wrong with the classical look, and there's nothing wrong with the futuristic.
True enough. I mean, if I was going to choose a futuristic watch or a watch that was updated or steps away from the classical pieces, in my collection I'd want three or four different types of watches as well that I use for different occasions depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing. But for an everyday watch, for me, I don't know, I love the classic style. I do.
I'm not really sure you'd use these watches every day anyway.
I would do if I was a billionaire. I'd be rocking that every single day. That's what the guy said. No, we interviewed one of the guys and he said, look, you know, you can't always drive your Ferrari into the restaurant, so you need to wear it on your wrist, no?
Of course.
We'll just end it there and agree to disagree on the classical watch versus the futuristic watch. This is Byron and Jake from This Is Fashionable. Stay locked in and always remember, this is fashionable.